Black Democrats Hide from Voters Angry at Biden's Migration. By Neil Monroe on August 15, 2023. A top African-American Democrat in New York is breaking from her party's unpopular policy of openly delivering cheap migrant workers into Americans' workplaces and homes throughout the state. The Democrat is Letitia James, the state's attorney general, and she is refusing to represent the Democrat governor in a lawsuit where a state judge wants to expand New York's shelter for all homeless policy throughout the entire state. James has declined to say why she is dodging the lawsuit, which could expand statewide the city's right to shelter law. That law helps attract many migrants to shelters in New York City, so raising Americans' rents and cutting their wages throughout the city. If she opposed the shelter expansion, she would have antagonized the business-funded progressive groups that want more migrants. She would also antagonize the city's Black voters who are being displaced by the inflow of hard-working, indebted, and compliant migrants. If she supported the shelter expansion, she would antagonize the many working-class and middle-class voters outside the city that supported in her 2019, and may not support her in 2023 once more migrants arrive in their neighborhoods and workplaces. Watch, migrants sleep on sanctuary New York City streets. Nationwide, the Black elected official is in a precarious situation that they have caused for themselves, Chicago activist Brian Mullins told Breitbart News, adding. The Black elected official is normally disconnected from the Black poor, which is where the numbers in elections go, because they have aligned with the progressive left, and are more inclined to go along with progressive immigration policies, even though it hurts their core base voters. We're not stupid, we understand that the homeless in their eyes are the illegals. Not us, said Mullins, who is a board member of the Chicago-based Black Community Collaborative. Biden's migration was described as an invasion by a majority of Americans, 43% of Blacks, in an August 2022 poll by National Public Radio. 40% of Democrats also see Biden's migration as an invasion. Black politicians, including far-left Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, recognize the problem and are trying to zigzag between their voters and the party's united front of business groups and progressives. We need leadership from President Biden, Bowman said. This strategy of dodging immigration politics has been followed by most Black politicians since the 2008 election of pro-migration President Barack Obama. The party conflict is most intense in Chicago, where the establishment is welcoming many migrants who will reduce the cloud of African American voters and politicians in the city. In New York, white Democrats are also being stressed by the arrival of 100,000 migrants. On August 12, for example, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz asked New York City's mayor to stop busing migrants to his county. That is a reversal for Poloncarz, who earlier welcomed migrants. Other New York counties, especially the GOP-led Rockland County, have taken stronger stands against the federal pipeline of wage-cutting, rent-spiking migrants. Watch, exclusive video shows massive camp of illegal immigrants waiting to cross U.S. border. A growing number of Democrat politicians are claiming to protest Joe Biden's policies of importing millions of migrants for the jobs needed by the Democrat Party's base of urban voters. They include Mayor Adams in New York City, and Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, D, who has just declared a state of emergency amid the inflow of migrants. But the opposition is a combination of PR that is intended to mollify unhappy voters and crude appeals to Washington, D.C., for more federal cash to subsidize the landlords and employers in their cities. For example, both Adams and Healey say they support migration but just want more federal money and more work permits for the illegal migrants who were allowed into the United States to ask for asylum. Many of these families are migrants to Massachusetts, drawn here because we are and proudly have been a beacon to those in need, Healey wrote in a letter to Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. These new arrivals desperately want to work, she added, and we have historic demand for workers across all industries. Politico reported. Democratic governors and mayors in Houston, Chicago, Los Angeles, here in New York, El Paso, Brownsville, all of the mayors have been saying that this is a national problem and we need national leadership, Adams said at an unrelated press conference in Manhattan. We all should be talking about this in a very real way. And there was a moment that I felt, As though, was I the only one that was seeing this? I was asking myself, are we the only ones that are seeing what's happening to human beings? In practice, most Democrat legislators support Biden's cheap labor policy and align themselves with employers. There are so many jobs that they could be absorbed into our economy so easily. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, said in early August. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, I need them in my North Country Lake Placid Hotel, a restaurant over in Syracuse, a nursing home on Long Island. But the investors, businesses, and progressives want even more migration throughout New York State. On August 14, progressive groups sent a letter to Hochul demanding statewide resettlement of Biden's huge migrant flood. What is needed more broadly is a comprehensive New York State statewide decompression and resettlement plan to address the situation as it continues to evolve. Ordinary Americans need to push back on politicians, black and white, to curb migration that spikes rents and cuts wages, Mullins told Breitbart News. We're not okay with you marginalizing American freedmen, descendants of slaves, by giving us the same shit as people that illegally broke into the country, he said, adding. We need white America and black America to talk. Establishment leaders don't want us to interact and talk because we can compare notes and say, hey, shit, all the MAGA people are just as disadvantaged up in America, but we let the progressives bring race into the conversation. And so we're back fighting about skin color even though our collective economic problems are the same. We really want to get that conversation going because I think the country has to have it and everybody's ready, he concluded.